Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Adil Liaquat. Adil is a formal verification manager at Axiomize, delivering cutting-edge, scalable, and predictable formal verification solutions, shortening the time to market, and left-shifting the verification curve. Welcome to the podcast, Adil.
Thank you very much, Dan. Good to be here.
So I want to ask, how did you originally get started in semiconductors?
Oh, that would be interesting, Dan. To be honest, getting into semiconductor wasn't something I planned. It was more like a series of fortunate events, one after the other, that led me here. If I remember correctly, after completing university, I was looking for a role where I could make a difference. Then one day, just randomly, I happened to come across a semiconductor training advertisement. Now, let me tell you, in Pakistan, where I'm from, semiconductors were not mainstream back then. Nowadays, it's getting better and the industry is growing, but it wasn't common back then. So out of curiosity, I attended the introductory session, and the head of the training program, Jaffer Safdar, Naveed Sharani, and Bilal Zafar, truly inspired me. So that day, I decided to take the plunge. Now, after completing the training program, I had the opportunity to lead a UVM-based simulation project where my team verified several IPs, and then we kind of scaled the IP-level UVM test benches to SoC level, and there we did UVM-C co-simulation. So overall, when I think about it, it was quite a good learning experience, and I really enjoyed it. So that's how I found myself in the incredible world of semiconductors.
Oh, that's a good story. So what brought you to Axiomize?
Oh, yeah. So joining Axiomize is another interesting bet that I made back then, which turned out to be even better, to be honest. It goes back while my team was doing SoC verification, and we were able to find some bugs in even silicon proven IPs, which was a surprise because they were from reputable vendors. I still remember one of the bugs that we reported was related to a failure in the error recovery mechanism. So potentially, if that subsystem encountered a certain kind of error, it wouldn't be able to recover because that may result in some serious issues or a hang. So yeah, after seeing several similar cases, it became clear that simulation alone couldn't provide the complete verification. There had to be a catch. Then during a quiet period after the project, I found myself contemplating the overall verification methodology. That's when one of my early mentors shared an opportunity at Axiomize and recommended that I checked it out. I was a bit skeptical at first, but then I researched Axiomize and I came across so much educational material from Dr. Darbari that I was convinced that formal verification was the missing piece of the puzzle I had been looking for. And I still remember my discussions on simulation and formal with my ex-manager, Rahan and Tasif back then. And that too played an important role in my decision. And then of course, I'm grateful to Dr. Darbari for giving me this opportunity. Now that I'm looking back with you, I think I owe so much to my family, mentors, managers, and of course to my teammates. So yeah, that's kind of how I landed at Axiomize.
Interesting. Yeah, we've been working with Axiomize for several years now. Very leading edge, very good experience for us. One of the topics that I've discussed with Axiomize in the past is RISC-V, and you guys were at the RISC-V summit in Munich recently. What were the key takeaways from your point of view?
Oh yeah, Dan, we were in Munich last month, and I think the RISC-V summit in Munich was great. It was a great event showing growing momentum of RISC-V, especially in the areas of high performance compute, automotive, and wearable. But moving forward, I believe there will be an increasing focus on how RISC-V can support AI/ML workloads. I mean, some vendors are already offering that kind of hardware, but it will be interesting to see how market responds. This could very well be the next big thing for RISC-V, for all that we know. In terms of participation, there was a strong presence from European academic organizations, and it was clear that hardware vendors like Ventana and Sci5 and CodaSIP dominated the event, while on the other hand, software organizations such as RISE didn't kind of rise to the occasion. But yeah, let's stay positive and see how this balance evolves in the future. For XMIs, the event was very productive. We had so much fun. We had so many insightful discussions about increasing complexity and security of the systems and how formal can be used to effectively address the verification challenges that comes with it, especially the growing challenges around RISC-V verification.
Yeah, let's talk more about that. What are the challenges with RISC-V verification? Can you talk a little bit more in depth about that?
Sure, I would love to, Dan. I guess let's take a step back. I think there are two major challenges when it comes to verifying a RISC-V processor. The first challenge is the conventional complexity of verifying any processor. Especially in the case of RISC-V, we have a growing ISA, means dealing with increasing number of instructions. Then we'll have massive PP optimizations. And then you have other things to consider like events, pipelining, in order, out of order, superscalar, multi-threading, and then depends on how privileged modes you support. I mean, the sheer number of possible combinations and interleaving of these can be quite overwhelming. Now, if you think about this, this raises even a bigger question. How many simulation cycles are actually required to cover all of these scenarios? Now, one would even argue even 10 to the power of 30 simulation cycles are not enough to cover all of them. Now, the second challenge is related to the flexibility RISC-V offers, particularly with the custom instructions. Since RISC-V is open, designers often optimize hardware extensively to meet the specific needs. However, we know that flexibility can be the enemy of standardization. And the real challenge here is not only verifying that custom instructions work as intended, but also ensuring that they didn't break any existing functionality or introduced any corner case bugs in any particular interleaving or created any unintended dependencies between resources, which may lead to a system hang. For safety or security critical systems, I think it's just not good enough to demonstrate that a system works under some vanilla conditions. I believe the goal here should be to prove that the system works correctly in all possible scenarios and is free from deadlock, live locks, and other critical issues. And yeah, that is my take on the RISC-V verification challenges.
So how can one address these challenges? You guys focus on formal, right?
Let's see. If you have a RISC-V core today and you need to get it verified, then there are several options available in the market. Conventional ones being the UVM vendors using constraint random test generators, and then you have portable stimulus. These methods are okay for checking if a system works under some conditions on interleaving. However, if you want to truly verify, or rather prove, that a system is always functionally correct, bug-free, then formal methods are indispensable then. Now, as I mentioned, I worked in simulation and experienced it firsthand. The key limitation there is the lack of exhaustiveness. It inherently relies on writing stimulus, which may leave gaps or naturally results in missing corner cases. While I agree, constraint random generators and tracking some coverage metrics are steps in the right direction, they still don't achieve completeness. And as humans, it's in our nature to strive for completeness, isn't it? And I believe formal is the key to achieve that completeness. So at XMIs, our core focus is on preventing silicon respins and eliminating last minute bugs. And how we do that is we deploy formal methods in early stages of the design process and use them all the way to sign off. And of course, we use abstraction and proof engineering to eliminate corner case bugs and establish proofs of bug absence, giving everyone peace of mind. Talking about RISC-V, we have developed a verification IP called Formalizer that exhaustively verifies 32-bit and 64-bit in-order and out-of-order processors. We have verified over a dozen cores with it. In fact, we have discovered numerous bugs in processors that had already been verified. Now, when we don't find bugs, we build proofs that they don't exist. And talking more about proofs, on even out-of-order cores, we have proof convergence close to 100%. And considering all this, we are very proud of our leadership in this area. Dr. Darbari, who leads from the front and also coded the first version of Formalizer, is a serial innovator with over 65 patents. Together with Neil, they bring over 60 years of experience to our team. To give an example of our work and how we tackle this verification challenge, in one of the cores that we verified, we discovered a corner case bug, an issue that only manifested when a specific instruction was triggered, the FSM was in decode stage, and the debug signal arrived simultaneously. Now, with formal methods, this issue was identified within mere seconds.
Interesting. So Adil, how do we fix this?
Well, having experienced both sides of the coin, Dan, I believe we need to have more of a comprehensive 30,000 feet, like more of a holistic view of the verification approach, all the way from IP to system level. And then at every stage, we should assess the effectiveness and strive for completeness. I think this is how we should look at it. Like in my 2 years at Eximize and through case studies from my colleagues, one thing is crystal clear. Formal methods are the missing piece of the verification puzzle. And if anyone thinks that simulation alone is sufficient, I have many examples to prove otherwise. You see, Dan, the beauty of formal is that we are focused on checkers and requirements rather than writing stimulus manually, which happens to us for free. And while writing checkers, we are more concerned about what and not how, because stimulus is happening to us for free. Now, that being said, I'm not saying formal is a magic wand that you can simply wave and just say some magic words and then kaboom, it happens. No, I understand that those unfamiliar with formal often struggle with issues like state space explosion, and it can be very frustrating. I totally understand. Now, in these cases, because if you're struggling with complexity, you need to roll out the right combination of abstraction and proof reduction techniques to yield some results. It's a delicate art that requires skill and expertise, which is why Eximize has a hybrid business model that covers all axes of verification, because we offer services, training, and formal VIPs all under one roof. For instance, with our Formalizer for RISC-V, we can exhaustively verify an out-of-order core like CVS-6 in just a week. Now, when you can achieve that level of verification so quickly and comprehensively, why wouldn't you?
I agree completely. That's a great perspective. So Adil, final question. How do customers normally engage with Eximize?
So you see, Dan, most of the time, our customers come to us through word of mouth, and you know, results speak for themselves. Even before Eximize, Ashish and Neil had been around and they had a good reputation, so that worked well in our favor. At Eximize, we also make an effort to spread awareness about formal verification. We regularly publish technical articles and blogs and discuss about the challenges with the adoption of formal verification, offering deep insights for both beginners and experienced engineers. In fact, we have even developed a series of technical podcasts, much like this one. And through our online on-demand training course, we're also trying to make formal verification accessible to everyone. And yeah, conferences also act as a catalyst for a lot of our engagements. These events not only give us a chance to showcase our work, but also provide us with the opportunities to connect with potential clients. In addition, we maintain an online active presence, especially on platforms like LinkedIn and our website, to ensure that all the answers to your verification challenges are always just one click away.
Excellent conversation, Adil. Nice speaking with you, and hopefully we can speak again.
Yep. I think it was an interesting conversation, Dan. Thank you very much for having me.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.